Our next speaker is Judy Rebick, who has both written about this case and testified on John's behalf last week.
I'm here because I am deeply concerned about the erosion of civil and political rights in this province, in this country. This is the second time in 3 months that a political leader has been jailed with no reason in the criminal law because of his politics. In April, Jaggi Singh was arrested on a trumped-up arm charge and held without bail. Now, Sean Lee Popham and John Clark are held without bail for charges that in no way justify being held without bail. They are not a danger to the community, and they are not a flight risk. Murderers get out on bail. And for what amounts to a hopped-up occupation, a mock evasion, these two men have been in jail for weeks. You know, when unpopular radical leaders are jailed because they're unpopular, because the media doesn't like them, the politicians don't like them, the erosion to our freedom of speech is at hand. And if we allow it, if we allow John Clark, because he's been vilified, to sit in jail for no reason in the criminal law, then all of us are guilty of allowing the Mike Harris government to erode our rights. I've been horrified by the increased level of police repression that started at Windsor a little over a year ago, and which we've seen now at every demonstration. You know, we had an armed camp up on University Avenue of police for a tiny demonstration. We see people being jailed for offenses that they used to be let out on. You know, I used to be the leader of the Ontario Coalition for Abortion Clinics, and today I would be in jail for the kind of demonstrations I used to organize because sometimes they became violent because the anti-choice would come and provoke us. So I appeal to you, to the public, to the media, to expose what is going on in this province and this country. OCAP, yes, OCAP organizes confrontational demonstrations, and they do it because it's the only reason they can get the rest of the province to pay attention to the desperate poverty that exists in this province and the horrible policies of this government that put people's lives at risk. It's easy to stand up for the rights of people we agree with and people we like. But the real test of a democratic society is to stand up for the rights of people who make us uncomfortable and who maybe we don't like. Sean Lee Popham and John Clark should be freed from prison, and they should be freed immediately.